在我们的生活当中啊，有一个名词叫做目击者。
In our lives, there's a term called
eyewitness.
An eyewitness.
很多的时候啊，我们啊，不希望我们是成为一个目击者。
Many times we do not prefer to be an eyewitness.
或许你看到一个不能讲的秘密。
Perhaps you have seen a secret that you cannot tell.
看见了，常常也就等于知道。
Because many times, once you see something, it is as if you know it.
但是又不能够讲。
But you're unable not to say it or tell anyone else.
之所以会成为目击者，有时候是因为你身历其境。
For you to become, sometimes you become an eyewitness due to your circumstances.
那有很多的事情，很多的很多的时候啊，我们不希望啊，我们是身历其境。
And there are many situations where we wish we were not in to let us become an eyewitness.
因为常常啊，那是一个这个很可怕啊，或者说想要把它忘掉又忘不掉的一个经验。
Because many times these experiences are something that we wish to clear out of our heads.
昨天晚上在延陵教会跟几个弟兄姐妹在谈起上个礼拜的那个这个野火。
Last night at Garden Grove Church, I was having a discussion with some of the brothers and sisters there concerning the massive wildfires we had the previous weeks.
因为我们有几个弟兄姐妹的家就是在这一次野火的那个区域里头。
For we had some brothers and sisters' homes in the area of the fire.
虽然事情已经过了虽然感谢神的保守没有受到损害。
And although the incident has already passed, and thankfully, no one was hurt in the incident.
但是他们都身历其境，在岩潭的当中那一种当时的那一种这种害怕这一种紧张还表露在这岩潭的当中。
But those brothers and sisters who experienced that wildfire, they were tell in their conversation with me their anxiety and the fear that they had during that time.
在圣经里头，耶利米先知他也是一个目击者。
In the Bible, the prophet Jeremiah was also an eyewitness.
他亲眼看到这个耶路撒冷城被巴比伦帝国来攻陷。
He personally witnessed the capture of Jerusalem by the Babylonians.
他所生活的时代本来就是一个充满着问题、充满着困难的一个时代。
And the time, the period that he lived in was a period of many problems.
那这些困难常常就会变成苦难。
And these problems and hardships often were the difficult situations that he was in.
就会变成一种受苦一种苦难。
And it became a sort of a suffering for him.
那在苦难当中就会充满着哀叹眼泪。
And in these sufferings will be filled full of lamenting and tears.
那他是一个目击者。
And Jeremiah was an eyewitness.
所以在耶利米书之后的耶利米哀歌他就来记载，当他眼见耶路撒冷被攻陷他所看到的，以及他的心境。
And so in the book following Jeremiah, which is the book of Lamentations, Jeremiah shares his feelings of the time when Jerusalem was taken captive.
在我们的生活当中，很多的时候我们跟耶利米会有同样的遭遇。
And in our lives, many times we may feel the same way as Jeremiah.
或许我们所遇到的问题、困难是跟他的时代不一样。
Perhaps the problems and hardships that we face may be different from what was during that period.
但是结果是非常相似的。
But the results are very similar.
我们觉得我们生活在苦难当中。
And we also feel that we live in hardship.
我们觉得生活当中有时候充满着流眼泪的事情。
We live in sufferings, and oftentimes our lives are filled with tears.
但是耶利米哀歌里头也有一个非常独特的地方。
But in the Book of Lamentations, there's also a unique aspect.
就是神的信实也常常在这最最困苦的时刻里头。来显示出来
which is that God's faithfulness during these times of anguish is clearly revealed.
不但是在耶利米的时代，在每一个时代都是这样子的。
And this is not only limited to the period of Jeremiah, but also throughout the ages.
所以我们刚才唱的那一首诗说你的信实是极其广大。
And so the hymn that we just sang, "Great is Thy Faithfulness."
整本圣经里头不断地在告诉我们神的信实。
Throughout the entire Holy Bible, the message is telling us of God's faithfulness.
在创世纪雅各他一家七十个人这个移民到埃及地去。
In the book of Genesis, Jacob and his entire family migrated to the land of Egypt.
经过了大约四百年他们在埃及地变得人口繁多。
And for around 400 years, they dwelled in Egypt and they grew and prospered.
但是经过了四百年他们整个这个生活的情况也有一个很大的改变。
But after 400 years, there was a great change in their lives.
在四百年前，他们是受当地人欢迎的。这个外来的客人。
Because 400 years ago, they were welcomed guests into Egypt.
经过四百年之后，他们成为当地人所猜疑、所讨厌的人。
But 400 years later, they were the ones that were despised and hated by the locals.
当人对人有了这种猜疑、讨厌，那再来就是用不对的方法。来对待这些人。
When people start to have hatred and despise another, then they will treat them very badly.
那这些以色列人在当时他们又没有什么在没有什么政治的地位。
And at the time, the Israelites did not have any kind of political position.
所以就只有受苦受欺压的这种命运。
And so they endured suffering and oppression.
就在他们这样最受苦的时刻里头。神来显示了他的信实。
And so during these times of great sufferings, God revealed His faithfulness.
请看出埃及记第二章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记第二章二十三节。
Exodus chapter 2, verse 23.
过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神。
Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage.
人世间的生活常常随着时间的的前进，总是会有很多的很多的改变。
Throughout the throughout time, our lives often go through several kinds of changes.
很多的时候，它可能从平顺到这个困难。
I may go from a time of peace into a time of hardship.
很多的时候可能从好的时光变成一个不好的时光。
It may be a time of opportunity and it turns into a time of difficulty.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
So God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
神看顾以色列，二十五节，神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。
Verse 25, and God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them.
神是信实的神。
God is a faithful God.
神知道以色列人他们的苦情。
And God knows the hardships and sufferings that the Israelites endured.
所以出埃及记就在描写神对这些百姓的拯救。
And so the book of Exodus describes God's salvation and deliverance for the Israelites.
虽然耶利米哀歌在哀悼耶路撒冷的沦陷。
Although the book of Lamentations was crying out about Jerusalem's demise.
但是耶利米在这种非常痛心的当中，他却也充满着盼望。
But during these times of anguish for Jeremiah, he was also filled with a sense of hope.
耶利米哀歌里头最重要的信息就是神是神的信实是极其广大的。
And the key message inside the Book of Lamentations was that God's faithfulness was indeed very great.
那到底耶利米哀歌里头在讲到神的信实是耶利米是怎么来描述呢？
And so in the Book of Lamentations, how does Jeremiah describe God's great faithfulness?
第一个，在所有的情况里头，神是信实的。
The first is that in all circumstances, God is faithful.
请看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Please turn to Lamentations chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌第三章十八节
Lamentations 3 verse 18
十八节我就旧约圣经964页耶利米哀歌三章十八节
Lamentations 3 verse 18
我就说我的力量衰微我在主那里毫无指望
And I said my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord
眼看着敌人打进了耶路撒冷城
And right before them, they can witness that the enemies were attacking and entering into their city.
自己的百姓，自己的军队却没有办法抵抗。
And their own people and their own armies could not defend anymore.
十九节
Verse 19.
主啊，求你纪念我如阴沉和苦胆的困苦窘迫。
Remember my affliction and roaming.
耶路撒冷沦陷了，接下来就是更受苦的日子。
The Jerusalem's demise led to periods of even more suffering.
二十节
，verse 20，
我心想念这些，就在我里面幽梦。
My soul still remembers and sinks within me.
眼前的这些事实真的是让人心中充满着愁苦。
The reality that lay before them.Indeed filled their hearts with even more grief and anguish.
21节
Verse 21.
我想起这事心里就有指望。
This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope.
但是我又想起这些事情我就有了指望。
But he says that I recall this to my mind, and therefore I have hope.
这一件事情是什么呢？
What are these things that were recalled to his mind?
就是神的信实。
It is God's faithfulness.
在苦境当中好像一无所有了。
That in the time of anguish seemed like they have lost everything.
但是还有一个最宝贵的就是我的神是信实的。
But the most precious thing that they have that remained was God's faithfulness.
耶利米他很清楚的知道这样的一个苦难为什么会来到。
Jeremiah understood clearly why these sufferings came about.
耶利米为什么是一个流泪的先知，为什么他那么痛心
？Why was Jeremiah considered the weeping prophet and was in anguish？
本来这个苦难也可以减低到最低的程度。
And originally these sufferings could perhaps have been alleviated to the lowest levels。
但是众人却不愿意听他苦口婆心的劝告。
But the multitudes of people refused to heed Jeremiah's warnings。
所以啊，这一个。所遭受到 的这个苦害这个苦难就变成一个最大的苦害。
And so the predicament that they encountered became a very great suffering.
常常这也是让人最痛心的地方。
And oftentimes this is what we suffer the most.
知道应该怎么做可以让伤害减到最低的程度。
That we know what we should do in order to lessen our sufferings.
但是却没有办法去执行。
But yet we're unable to carry it out.
这是当时耶利米的心境。
This is this mindset of Jeremiah at the time.
因为神的管教临到这些百姓。
Because God's discipline has come upon His people.
他们。耶路撒冷曾被攻陷，他们被抢夺，被掳掠。
Jerusalem was taken captive and about to be destroyed.
在那种紧急的情况之下，受苦的人 并没有人 来关心。
And at the time, those who were suffering had no one to show compassion for them.
耶利米的眼泪，耶利米的痛心也常常是我们的眼泪，是我们的痛心。
And Jeremiah's anguish and his tears are oftentimes our own.
因为他看到的整个大环境为什么会是这样子？
Because he saw that this the environment around him became the way it did.
他一个个人又没有办法来改变这个大环境。
And as an individual, he was unable to change the situation that was happening around him.
今天我们对这我们生活当中的整个大环境，我们常常也是有这样子的一种无可奈何。
And today, likewise, we feel powerless to influence or change our surroundings.
很多我们不愿意的事情，它不是一局部分的在发生，而是越来越全面性的在发生。
And many things that occur around us are becoming greater and greater.
这些，比如说道德的这种往下滑。
For example, the moral decline in the society.
这个越来越感觉到是好像挡都挡不了。
And you can feel this great force of this decline in morality in our society that we feel even more powerless to stop it.
比如说，在这一次的这个第八号案的投票的结果。很多人真的是有这种深深的感觉。
For example, the Proposition 8 recently happened at the recent election gave many people this kind of feeling.
耶利米也是一样的，他对这种这么大的伤害，他也是挡也挡不住。
And likewise, in Jeremiah, during that time, even the, during this great suffering, he was unable to withstand what was happening in his surroundings.
看起来好像是真的很让人觉得灰心绝望。
And by the looks of it, it can make one hopeless.
但是在这绝望的当中却有一个转折。
But in this hopelessness, there was yet a turning point.
耶利米他只是一个代表。
And Jeremiah was only a representative.
在那个世代里头，其实还有不少的人，就像耶利米这样子。
And during that period, there were many people just like Jeremiah.
他们坚持着他们的信仰。
That they held fast to their faith.
他们坚持着来领受神的旨意。
And they held fast to commandments of God.
他们坚持着应该有的。道德标准
and they held fast to the moral and ethics that they should observe.
就在这坚持的当中，神也让他们来明白了神是信实的神。
And by holding fast onto their beliefs, God revealed to them His faithfulness.
我们请看何西阿书第六章。
Let's take a look at Hosea chapter 6.
丹尼里书的后面就是何西阿书，何西阿书第六章第三节。
The book following the book of Daniel, Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
第六节，我们务要认识主，竭力追求认识他，他出现切如晨光，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
Verse 3, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
这是何西阿先知跟耶利米他们是非常类似的。
This is one of the similarities between the prophet Hosea and Jeremiah.
在这绝望的当中他们继续坚持他们的原则，他们的信仰。
In these times of despair, they held fast onto their principles and their beliefs.
纵然看来好像是一片的黑暗。
From what appears to be a complete darkness ahead of them.
但就因为明白了神是信实的神。
But because they fully understood God's faithfulness.
就在这苦难的当中，有了一个。活泼的盼望。
That during these times of hardships, they had a living hope.
所以何西阿先知说，我们要努力的 来追求，来认识神。
And so, Hosea encourages us to pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
这个认识里头包含着坚持信仰的的意义在里头。
And this knowledge consists of holding fast onto our faith.
认识，所以我要继续的遵守。
We pursue the knowledge, so we will continue to hold fast onto our beliefs.
在这种坚持的里头，就从黑暗中来看到晨光。
That if we hold fast, then we will see the light in the darkness.
就好像在干旱当中来得到了义的滋润。
It is as if we receive a rain in a time of drought.
就在这种坚持的当中。要看到，要来领受神所带来的复兴。
That in these times of holding fast onto our beliefs, we will experience God's revival for us.
什么是耶利米所说的神的信实？
What is the faithfulness of God as referred to by Jeremiah?
请看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Please look at Lamentations chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌第三章二十二节。
Lamentations 3 verse 22.
二十二节，我们不至消灭，是出于主诸般的慈爱，是因为他的怜悯不至断绝。
22. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not.
24.
Verse 24.
23.
Verse 23.
每早晨，这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
神的信实是极其广大的。
Great is the Lord's faithfulness.
因为在他有怜悯，有同情。
Because in him there are mercies and compassions.
这怜悯是一个非常美好的一个字眼。
The word mercies is indeed a very beautiful term.
因为神的怜悯，就带给苦难中的人。有盼望。
Because of the Lord's mercies, He has brought hope to those who have lost it.
有时候在生活当中，我们并不想要人的怜悯。
Many times in our lives, we do not wish for anyone's to show mercy onto us.
因为有时候人的怜悯让我们并不觉得很好受。
Because many times their mercies make us feel uncomfortable.
有时候人的怜悯让我们反而觉得。这个甚至是有时候觉得是在受羞辱。
And many times, the mercy shown by other people to us makes us feel as it is like an insult.
所以有时候有的人他不愿意人的怜悯。
And so many times people refuse to be shown mercy by others.
其实这是因为人的不完全。
Actually, this is because of our own incompleteness.
但是神的怜悯，那是极其美好的。
But the mercies of God is indeed perfect and wonderful.
我一直在想怎么来描写这个神的怜悯。
I often wonder how I can describe the mercies of God.
这样讲不晓得是不是一个最好的讲法。
I'm not sure if this is a good accurate description or not.
我觉得神的怜悯就好像在这个幼稚园里头的这些老师对那些小朋友。
But I think God's mercy is similar to the kindergarten teachers' relationship with their students.
一个真的接受过训练的这种幼教的老师你仔细的看他们。
If you closely observe a well-trained kindergarten teacher,
他们很少是站着这样来。低下头来跟孩子讲话，他们总是蹲下来跟孩子讲话。
They rarely stand up and talk down to their students, but rather they bend down, squat down to the kids' levels and speak to them.
他们所讲的跟孩子在讲话的时候，他们所用的这些用字就是小朋友的。这个用字。
And the words that they use to speak to the child are in the vocabulary that the child can understand.
就是用那种很简单、很幼稚的言语来跟小朋友讲话。
They use very common and basic vocabulary to speak to the children.
其实这些老师都是青年，甚至有些是年纪不小的，都是大人。
And these teachers are often older youth or even adults.
但是用因为这些是小小朋友所以他们就迁就这些小小朋友。
But because these students are very, very young, the teachers accommodate them.
我们的神啊对我们的怜悯就是这样子。
And our God's mercy to us is in the same way.
说实在的神是这么的超乎我们。
In actuality, God surpasses all of our understandings.
我们实在很难去认识去怎么去感受这个神。
And it's very difficult and almost impossible for us to really comprehend God.
因为已经超越了我们人所有的理性。
Because he has surpassed all of our reasons and our understanding.
所以神就迁就我们，来让我们能够认识他，能够来接触他。
And so in the same way, God shows mercy to us by accommodating us.
我们去想象，就好像幼稚园的老师啊，他蹲下来跟小朋友讲话。
And just think of the kindergarten teacher who squats down to speak to her kids.
用那个很幼稚的言语来跟小朋友讲话。
And using a very basic vocabulary to communicate with the children.
所以圣经里头也将这个神啊，常常用很人性的这样来。来表达出来。
And so likewise in the Bible, God reveals to us his message in words that we can, in terms that we can understand.
比如在出埃及记里头，摩西常常说神大能的手来引导我们。
For example, in the book of Exodus, Moses often described God's great hand delivering them.
有时候我们说神的用神的慈爱的眼光来垂看我们。
And many times we see a description of God's merciful eyes overlooking us.
你要想那神的手有多大，长得什么样子。
And we may wonder, well, how large is the Lord's hand and what does it look like?
神的眼睛是单眼皮还是双眼皮。
And is God's eyelids a single or double?
其实这个就是一种迁就。神他迁就自己。来让我们更加认识他，更加能够接触到他。
But that this is actually a type of accommodation that the Lord shows us.
所以神的怜悯，这是非常的美的。
And so God's mercy is indeed very wonderful.
真的要带给黑暗当中的人有亮光。
It really brings light for those who are in the darkness.
我们请看马可福音第十章。
Now let's take a look at the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10.
马可福音十章四十七节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 47.
他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”
And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
一个瞎眼的人，他生活在物质的黑暗里头。
A blind person was living in the physical world of darkness.
因为物质的黑暗相信他的心灵也是非常的灰暗。
And due to this physical darkness or blindness, I'm sure inside his heart was also very blind.
当他听到主耶稣要经过那里。
And when he had overheard that Jesus was passing through that area,
所以他不顾一切的，他大声的喊着说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧！”
And without any care in the world, he began to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!"
在生活当中，其实他已经也得到很多人们的怜悯。
And in his life, he probably has already received much mercies from other people.
但是常常那些怜悯里头。让他也很没有自尊。
But many times those type of pitiful mercy causes him to lose self-respect.
比如在这里，他的大声的向主耶稣呼喊，就有人马上的制止他。
Rather for him to lose his dignity, just as in this time when he cried out, there were people that warned him to be quiet.
是一种非常轻视，应该是一种非常轻视的态度跟口吻。
Perhaps they were using a very very an attitude that was despising or looking down on this blind man.
你这个瞎子不要作声。
That this blind person be quiet.
这个人他需要的是更需要的是主耶稣的怜悯。
But what this blind person needed the most, was mercy from Jesus himself.
49节。
Verse 49.
耶稣就站住，叫过他来，他们就叫那瞎子对他说：“放心，起来，他叫你了。”
So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you."
一个瞎眼的人是一个非常卑微的人。
Blind man is considered lowly in the society.
是人们所不去注意、不愿意去注意的人。
It is a person whom many people tend to neglect and overlook.
耶稣为了他停下脚步，停下他的行程。
But Jesus, because of this blind man, stopped from what he was doing.
主耶稣愿意见他，主耶稣说。带他到我这里来。
And Jesus was willing to meet him, and he commanded him to be called.
因为这个人他需要得到怜悯。
For this person, indeed needed mercy.
耶利米先知说，神的信实极其广大。
The prophet Jeremiah says, "Great is thy faithfulness."
神的信实里头不但包括着怜悯，而且还包括着同情。
And God's faithfulness not only includes His mercies, but also His compassions.
这同情是一个很让人得到安慰的字眼。
This word of compassion is a word that can bring people much comfort.
而且这个同情是来自于神。
And these compassions are coming from God.
站在我们的立场来跟我们有相同的感受。
That God can stand in our shoes to experience the same kind of things that we feel.
当一个人他能够跟我们有相同的感受，我们就觉得好大的安慰。
When a person can truly understand how we feel, we oftentimes receive much comfort from that.
有时候我们知道别人没有办法解决我们的问题。
Because we know many times people cannot solve our problems.
我们只是想说，你听我讲一讲，你了解我一下。
And we just want to vent to them and allow them to kind of understand what we're going through.
你如果能够感受我的一点感受的话，我就觉得很安慰了。
And if you can feel even a little bit of what I'm feeling, then I'll receive some kind of comfort from it.
我们的神是信实的，他同情我们。
Our God is faithful, and He also has compassions on us.
当我们能够领受神的同情，我们就能够更加的能够安定下来。
When we can receive the Lord's compassions, then we will be able to quiet ourselves and have a peaceful heart.
当我们不能够被了解的时候
，But when we're unable to be understood,
很多的时候我们想要想尽办法来做解释。
Then many times we try our best to describe what we're feeling.
在那种解释别人又不能了解的时候，我们心中是很烦躁的。
And as we're trying to explain what we're feeling and people can't understand us, then we feel even more anxious.
尤其当我们觉得我必须要说清楚的时候。
Especially the times when we feel that we need to clearly explain ourselves.
所以有时在这种不能得到同情的时候，其实人是非常的混乱的。
And so in these times when we're unable to receive compassion, it causes us to be even to suffer even more anxiety.
但是在信仰的追求里头。
But in the pursuit of our faith.
当我们感受到神他了解，他知道我的遭遇。
When we know that God understands what we're going through,
我们自然就能够安静下来。
Then we can naturally calm ourselves down.
当我们能够安静下来，我们就要就容易得着智慧。
And when we're able to calm ourselves down, then we're more able to receive His wisdom.
当我们能够安静下来。我们就容易得着力量。
And when we're able to calm ourselves down, we're more able to receive His strength.
当我们感受能够去明白神对我们是这么的同情。
And when we can understand that God has great compassion for us.
我们的问题常常已经解决了一半。
Then many times our problems have already been resolved by half.
接下来我们要重见光明。
And following that, we will indeed see the light again.
在四福音书里头，我们真的常常看到主耶稣对人们的这种同情。
In the gospel books, we oftentimes see the Lord Jesus's compassions for those around him.
这就是为什么主耶稣他常常是主动的走进人群里头。
And that is why Jesus proactively walks into among the crowds.
请看约翰福音第九章。
Let's refer to the book of John, chapter 9.
约翰福音九章三十三节。
John chapter 9 verse 33。
三十三节，这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
33, if this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
一个很弱势的人，他在为自己的遭遇来做解释。
And a person is trying to explain his dire circumstances.
这个人是一个 minority, 是一个弱势的人。
When a minority is trying to explain his circumstances.
因为他得着了主耶稣的医治。
For he has received the healing from Jesus.
这是一件让他不能忘，而且是很高兴的事情。
This is something that he cannot forget, and it's something that brought him much joy.
但是所谓的多数啊，却要他来扭曲这一个事实。
But the majority that were there wanted him to change that truth.
但是他要坚持他所遭遇的这一个事实。
But he held firmly onto the truth that he had experienced and felt.
那当然，他就有苦头了。
And of course, he encountered much sufferings after that.
34节
Verse 34.
他们回答说，你全然身在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？于是把他赶出去了。
34, they answered and said to him, you were completely born in sins, and are you teaching us? And they cast him out.
把他赶出犹太的社会。
And they cast him out of the Jewish society.
这对当时的犹太人来讲，这是一个很严重的事情。
And at the time, it was actually a very severe punishment to be cast out.
对很多人来讲或许他宁可仍然瞎眼，他不愿意被赶出这个犹太人的社会。
And that severity, we can see that some people are willing to be blind than to be cast out of the Jewish society.
比如说这个人的父母亲他们或许希望愿意他的孩子继续瞎眼，也不愿意被赶出这个。犹太人的社会。
For example, parents would oftentimes wish their child to remain blind than for the child to be cast out of the society.
主耶稣让这个人的眼睛得以看见。
Jesus allowed this blind person to see.
这已经是很大的怜悯，很大的同情。
This is already a great mercy shown by Jesus and also compassion shown.
但是主耶稣他知道这个人他会有什么遭遇。
But Jesus knew clearly what this person was going to encounter after that.
我们再看三十五节。
Let's continue reading verse 35.
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说你信神的儿子吗
？Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?"
英文圣经的翻译比较生动。
The translation in English is more touching.
耶稣是去找到他。
That Jesus went and found him.
耶稣真的知道同情，真的很能够感受到他的遭遇。
And Jesus had compassion on him and understood what he was going through.
这个人被赶出犹太的社会。
This person was cast out of the Jewish society.
所以主耶稣他去听了这样的消息，他去找到这个人。
And so when Jesus had heard this, he went out and looked for this person.
神是信实的，他有怜悯，有同情。
God is faithful; He has mercies and compassions.
神的怜悯，神的同情，今天也要临到我们每一个人的生活里头。
And His mercies and compassions will come onto us today as well.
就在现在，或许我们有忧伤的时候。
Perhaps now, or even during our times of anguish.
就在现在，我们带着一些软弱过患的时候。
And even if we may be carrying some, going through some difficult times,
只要我们愿意这样向他祷告
，and as long as we're willing to pray to him,
说主啊，开恩可怜我
，and say, Lord, please have mercy on me.
我有很多的挫折。
I have many sins in my life.
我有很多的软弱。
I have many weaknesses in my life.
甚至我是一个罪人。
And I am a sinner.
我需要你的怜悯。
And I need your mercy.
我需要你的同情。
And I need your compassions.
主耶稣，我知道，你知道我的遭遇，你站在我的立场。
Lord, you know what I'm going through, and you can be in my shoes.
再请看回耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let's turn back to Lamentations chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌第三章二十四节。
Lamentations 3 verse 24.
我心里说，主是我的份，因此我要仰望他。
The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him.
二十五节。Verse 25. 我等候主的，心里寻求他的，主必施恩给他。
The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him.
二十六。
Verse 26.
人仰望主，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
什么？耶利米说什么是神的信实
？Jeremiah says, "What is God's faithfulness?"
凡信靠他的人，神对他就是信实的。
That all those who have a faith in Him, a God is faithful unto Him.
所以耶利米他说，我们要来仰望。仰望神。
And so Jeremiah says that we need to seek God.
他是美好的，他是我们的盼望。
That He is good, that He is our hope.
在他的爱里头，我们来等候他。
We can wait for Him under His love.
在等候的当中，我们来反省自己。
And while we're waiting for Him, we can re-examine ourselves.
我们从内心里头来渴望他。
That we seek Him out through our souls.
从实际的行动里头不断地来渴慕，渴慕主耶稣的，主耶稣的怜悯，主耶稣的爱。
And we long and seek for God's mercy and love through our daily actions.
他的拯救就要临到我们的生活里头。
And His deliverance shall come unto us in our lives.
所以我们也祈求他不断地帮助我们。
And so we ask that the Lord continue to strengthen and help us.
我们渴望他的道理。
That we long for His truth.
我们渴望他的圣灵。
And that we long for His Spirit.
我们渴望他的爱。
That we long for His unending love.
主耶稣的怜悯，主耶稣的同情，现在就要临到我们每一个人。
And the Lord's mercies and compassions will come to each of us.
就在我们等候他，寻求他的当中，我们有活泼的盼望。
That in our pursuit of seeking for Him, we will gain a living hope.
就在我们信靠他的当中，我们得着安息。
And that we will receive quietness and peace as we have faith in Him.
我们每一个人也能够像耶利米先知一样，说你的信实。是极其的广大。
And that all of us may be like the prophet Jeremiah in proclaiming, "Great is thy faithfulness."
一起唱诗429首。
Let us sing hymn 429.